The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 15, Letter Number 5657, Baruch Hashem, the 21st day of Menachem of Toshin Zayim, Brooklyn Shalom Avraham. So, the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter. He asked the Rebbe what should be his attitude to the view, or, you know, this is the reform movement. That's their ideas, that's their movement. Their view is that in special places or in special times, there is no need for religion, or you need to make reforms. You got to reform religion and similar, and you see a benefit that you're able to bring people close. This is attracts people if you compromise, and if you make reforms in the religion, and that's the way to attract people, Kiruv Halavavas. And the Rebbe says to him, I'm surprised even to ask a question in an area where there's not even a doubt. It is a very clear ruling in Halacha in many places in our Holy Torah, and amongst them in the Rambam, in the Laws of Tshuva, chapter 3, in the verses, in the halachas 8 through 14, that anybody who says that the Torah does not come from Hashem, even if it's one verse, even one word, etc., is he's denying the Torah. And the same thing is if somebody denies the interpretation of the Torah, which is the oral Torah, and the Rambam, quoting the Rambam, those that we counted, even though they're Jewish people, they have no portion in the world to come. So you see how strong the Rambam writes over there of even trying to do away with any part of it. And in the commentary of the Mishnayos of the Rambam and Sanhedrin, in the beginning of chapter 10, the eighth foundation, it's even more articulated over there. So the Rebbe says to him, what kind of a question you're asking me? What's your attitude to the view that says these kinds of things? The Torah cannot be changed, and no part of the Torah, not even a word, not a verse and not a word. This, if a person wants to even one piece of Torah, is considered denying the Torah, not only the written, but also the oral Torah. So the Rebbe says, so from this it's understood that that stream in Judaism, which they call reform, that we mentioned, or those who say you don't even need any religion alone. I guess reform says you need religion, but you got to reform it. Some say no religion is necessary. These are not a stream in the religion, but that's a view that is denying the Jewish religion and wages war against Jewish religion. That's not another stream. That's not another area in Judaism. The Rebbe says, so as you see how clearly the Rebbe said there's absolutely no room for that, but the Rebbe says you don't mention about it in your letter. The Rebbe says, I'm hopeful that the question that you're asking is just a philosophical question, but you yourself are strengthening in the study of Torah and fulfilling mitzvahs as necessary. So the Rebbe is saying, I'm hoping that this is not really something that you're buying into, or this is something that you plan on, I guess, adapting these views, but the Rebbe says you're doing Torah mitzvahs, and you're just, you know, asking philosophically the Pilpula Balmo. But the Rebbe says, may the blessed Hashem succeed you to give good news. So the Rebbe totally rejects out of hand any attempt to not do Judaism or reform Judaism. And in many places in the Halacha, in the Rambam, and in other places, Pirush HaMishnayos, where even any part of Torah If one denies that, then he's not part, he's denying the whole Torah and doesn't have a part in the world to come.